Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. There we go. Success. Hi everybody, good to see you all. Right now for me is the evening. Well, all of us is the evening. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to 2022. This interview is the very first one that I'm doing. I'm in 2022, so lucky for you. And this is Logan Walker. He's actually part of Elements. If you guys know what that is or know the Discord, he's part of that too. So welcome. I'm glad to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing. And I actually did not know you were part of Elements until I just saw it on your bio. Because I actually was in the server because the guy that's in charge of it keeps sending me, like, he keeps spamming me. It's weird though. He keeps spamming me, like, the messages. Like, he keeps spamming posts and everything. And his name's Drake, I think. Oh, yeah. Drake Edison. It's crazy. It's crazy. How much he promotes about the server and about the group so much is crazy.
Well, we just started, and we're currently kind of in the beginning phases of figuring out everything about it, so.
Oh, so the group's kind of new at this.
Yes.
Oh, so how new is it?
It's like brand new, I almost want to say. We've only been a real group, I want to say, for a little over 2 weeks now, and we're still trying to recruit more members and whatnot. But we actually have, I need to fix that. We actually are going through a name change. We're not Elements anymore. We're actually 13 now. So,
Oh, that's why the channel, that's why it says 13. I'm like,
yeah.
what the?
So that's on me. I need to fix that.
Oh, what's up with the name change?
I mean, I don't really question it, to be honest. But as far as I know, the idea, it's supposed to be similar to what D12 used to do. Where, they had like six guys, but there were two personalities and stuff like that. So I think the idea for that is supposed to be similar. There's supposed to be a certain amount of us, and we're all supposed to kind of have our own thing.
Oh, that makes sense because 13 is a low number. Like, nothing can multiply when 13 except 1, so it
Right.
makes sense. That makes perfect sense why I need to be, change and, the elements with a Z almost felt childish. No offense, but.
No, you're good. I almost agreed. I didn't say anything personally just because I was happy to be a part of the group, but I do like the idea of 13 better personally.
I do as well. I do as well. And it's such a nice fitting name, and it definitely fits y'all 100%.
We're like I said, we're starting out. We're trying to recruit as many people as we can. That way we have a diverse group to work with. So.
Ah, amazing. I'm proud of you guys for the momentum. Definitely, that's very good. How much you guys are working hard for it, that's really good.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, he's been going all out for, the group and everything. So I'm excited to see how it goes. I'm so stoked.
Yeah, he's really leading the front when it comes to trying to get our name out there and whatnot. We're working currently on trying to come up with a debut single, I guess you could call it, as a group. So
Oh.
I won't disclose anything on that, but we're currently in the works of that and trying to figure out what we're doing. That way we can kind of have a big splash to sort of enter ourselves in.
Ah, and the debut single, like, since you guys are just brand new, has it been like already like, in the beginning phases of it, or are you just, is just a constant idea?
Right now, there's an idea and it's in the beginning phases. We're mostly just waiting on more people, I believe. I think it might be wrong. I haven't checked the messages in a day or so, but I think we just got enough people to go through with what we want to do.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. I know they were disappointed yesterday because of the contest they wanted to do, and nobody wanted to do it. Like,
Yeah,
how
we
was it?
didn't have a lot of people.
I know that was crazy. I heard about the contest, and I was like thinking, oh, I wanted to do it, but I also had the concert I had to do, which now that I know you, I'll be sharing that with you later.
Right. Okay.
I kind of, just felt bad in that kind of way because I wish they could have got more people. Like, considering the fact they got 200 people in like the whole server, at least y'all could have just committed to something. Hello?
Right. But
Exactly.
it's fine. It's okay.
I know, I know. He probably got over it by now. Probably got over it.
We can hope, but we're currently kind of like learning about each other as a group and kind of how we all work. That way we can kind of figure out who's like the best pairings to have when it comes to making stuff.
Oh, so in the beginning phases of, pairings and getting, the groups meted together.
Yeah, right now we're kind of learning about what everybody kind of does and what their sounds are, so that way we can kind of start picking out certain artists who would sound good together. And if we're like two completely different sides of like the hip hop spectrum, then how would it sound if certain people went together?
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. And you guys are about to, thinking about the single together. That's very important that you guys do that.
Right.
Absolutely 100%. And along with that coming up, you also have music, in store because you dropped an album actually. I don't know when you did, but you mentioned before that you did release an album
I did.
very recently. How did it feel though to, before I tap into the other one you're doing, how did it feel to release your first album?
So I released it in March of 2020. So coming up on 2 years ago that it came out. And when I put it out, I was a senior in high school, I want to say. So it was a weird experience because it was almost like I had something to prove, at least to the people who saw me daily, but it was also a weird experience because I think a lot of people don't fully get the idea of what it's like to create such a body of work like that. So when you put in, you know, months of time, or, you know, in my case, years of time into something to then kind of release it, it's almost like a weight's lifted off of you because of it.
Oh, so it was kind of a relief for you, you know, to release the album.
Yeah, in a certain way.
Oh, so it was like a while for the album. Did you work on it like for years and such, or was it just, you know, for that time and you just felt good to just release it?
So the album was in works for around 2 years. There were like 2 years worth of ideas and stories and things that I wanted to get off that I told on that. And I think when it finally came out, it was just kind of a breath of fresh air for me, because it was like, I can finally, you know, move on from this. I don't have to, you know, keep it in or hold on to it because I need to make another song about it. It was something I could have just let go of.
Oh, so it was kind of like a coping mechanism for the album, and you were able to let those feelings go?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And with letting go, like, the main theme of the album, was that the main, you know, vision of the album, or is it something else besides, you know, the album theme?
So the album was called From Me to You, and the entire idea behind it was, I was still reeling off of, like, my first real big relationship falling apart. So that was, as much as I didn't want it to be, it was a big center point within the album. So the theme was mostly about how when that happened, I started to kind of bury myself into my music more, and I kind of disappeared from my friends and family. And so one of the big, like, folk points of the album, you could call it, was that a lot of my friends hadn't seen me in a while. There was an interlude that my friend did for me where she recorded a voicemail, and you could almost hear them, like, crying on the other end, because it had been months since they had seen me last.
Wow, that must have felt hard to leave your friends behind to do that.
I kind of wish I didn't do it, but, I mean, at the same time, it was a necessary evil, you could call it.
Well, anything with music, that's, I mean, I totally get you leaving behind, you know, friends and such, you know, that's a lot, you know? At the same time, you made a worthy cause, though, like, you're making music, you're becoming successful, you're getting your career started. I mean, how's your relationship with the friends now? I mean, hopefully it's not like a bad thing now.
Oh, no, no, no. The friends, no, we're good. We're all on good terms. I still talk to them pretty much daily. But there were times when, in the process of making that they weren't happy because I would leave or I wouldn't be able to talk and stuff.
I totally feel you. I totally feel you. Most people around your age, you know, have to do that for their music causes or other projects. I mean, it made sense why you had to leave sometimes.
Right.
But it's even more beautiful knowing that your friends understood what you were doing.
I agree. I did my best to kind of keep them informed with why it was happening and what was going on. But, I just worried sometimes that they would get mad at me at the end of the day and they would hate me.
What? Are you crazy? No. Mm-hmm. Nah. Okay. Dude, come on. Think realistically. They're friends that you care about, and I don't know, why would they be upset that you're doing something that you love to do? To me, like if I'm doing something I care about, like, you know, they should respect that. Honestly, they should.
Oh, they do. They do. But yeah, it was a definite fear at the time that right before everything kind of shut down and I was able to finish everything out, it was a fear that that they were gonna hate me at some point by the time it was all over.
I mean, it's crazy how you have the, you know, the fear built. I mean, did you not trust your friends? I mean, like, I'm kidding about that.
No.
Like, I know for a fact that you, of course, care about them, and you had that worry for a sec. Did you ever really think, you know, outside the box, you know, before telling them? Like, did you ever think outside the box?
I mean, kind of. I really wanted to, think, you know, maybe I did need to just not keep it so much a secret, but, there were things that I hadn't really disclosed to them yet, that I spoke about on there, and there were things that I didn't want them knowing until it came out, so, again, it was one of those, like, necessary evils I had to make in order to, really process my whole thoughts.
I mean, that makes sense why I had to keep it a secret. It must be hard, you know, telling them about your business and what you're doing. That must have been hard to keep that from them.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, the best way I can describe it, it's like, you know, writing a poem about somebody. And then you decide to say, okay, eventually I'm going to give it to them. But they're also that one person that you tell everything. And that's the one thing you can't tell them about yet.
It makes total sense. I mean, I wouldn't get mad at that. That makes total sense. It was something you cared about, you know. Sometimes it's hard to tell people, you know, something that you care about. Because trust me, that fear that you have of them being upset, you know, that's everybody's fear. Like, you'd be surprised, but that's everybody's fear. I know, crazy, right?
Oh, yeah.
But that's, like, literally everybody's fear. I can vouch for that. That's literally happened to me. It's happened to everybody. When you first... Oh, yes, definitely. I made countless times where I was, you know, nervous to tell somebody a thing about me or what I'm doing because... You know, I was scared they were going to get mad at me or was going to, I could tell countless times, take forever.
Right.
But it's a normal feeling. It's good that you had it, though, because, you know, that showed that you really did care about them, that you really did, you know, honestly care about your friends because, you know, you took consideration of their feeling, you know.
Yeah.
This shows that's really close.
Yeah. I have a very small circle of friends, and so at the time that circle was down to like 2 to 3 people. So yeah, they were constantly like running through my head about how would they feel about this line, or if I said this on a thing, what would they think of it? So there was always that consideration there, for sure.
And it definitely makes sense why you had the consideration, because it was just a small circle. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just a nice little small circle.
Yeah.
But it's good now you guys are closer, and you got more friends. I mean, now you got 13 that you get to work with. Now you got 13.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm very happy to have... been asked to join in the group, so that's a lot of fun. I'm excited for what we're gonna do.
I'm excited for you, and you must have known Drake personally for him to ask you. You guys must have been friends for a while. Did you know them before then, or did he just surprise you in your DMs and ask? Did I scare you? Okay. I was just, you know, curious to see, like, if, for whatever reason,
we
my god, you
actually met through the Discord server. Yeah, the Mortal Kombat.
Did you cutting out a lot? You good?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
You cut out a lot.
Okay. My apologies.
So
what was the question?
Oh, so what I was saying, you know, about 13, Drake must have known you personally to ask you, like, did you know, like, Drake in the group before, or did he just surprise you?
No. So we met on the Immortal Hip Hop Discord server, I believe it was. And, he had DM'd me about doing a feature, which then kind of led into other conversations, and eventually it came into asking about starting a group, and I had just said that I was interested. He could throw me in if he wanted, and one thing led to another, and now here we are.
Oh, wow. Props to Immortal Being for making that server. Wow. So it started from a collab, and then look at that. Now you got that going, wow.
Mm-hmm. So it was, it was a lucky happening, but I'm glad that it did.
I'm very glad myself. Did that song ever get released or?
Well, no, it didn't. We're actually we're still working on it. But hopefully here in the near future we'll release it and, you know, put it out so everybody can enjoy it. But it'll be good. When I first met him, he's improved a lot from when he started, and so I'm very excited to see how it'll sound when we go together on something.
That's very good. I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. Sorry. I am very excited. And it's weird though. It's a weird coincidence that it came from, you know, a server. It's crazy.
Right? I mean, I never thought that, you know, a simple Discord app would have led me into pushing me into a new path in my career.
I mean, that's the magic of Discord.
Yeah.
That's the magic. And the group. Like, I know you can't tell us much about what's happening, but can you give us a little, you know, tease or a little hint about, you know, what can you tell us about what's coming, you know, what can we look forward to, you know, from the group in the future?
Right. So yeah, like you said, I can't give much. But what I can give is we are a group of a bunch of young, hungry artists. Who
he said hungry.
But yeah, it's a powerhouse group almost, I want to call us. And so there's a lot of things hopefully coming. We're looking into getting producers and editors eventually, maybe. But right now, as it stands, expect some old school style stuff, you know, newer sounding stuff. I mean, it's a blend of generations between what sounds we all like, so it's gonna be a lot of fun for sure.
Such exciting news to hear. I'm so happy and excited for y'all.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Of course. He sent me like an invite to the server. I was like, what is that? And he says 13. I'm like, what the hell do you mean by 13? That can mean anything.
Yeah. That's us.
Well, now I know it's y'all, but before then I didn't know what was that. Like, before it was called Elements, and then I saw Elements on Instagram. I was like, is this like a secret organization? Is this a hacker's organization? Like, what's... But now, man. I see...
I mean, Elements probably would be a fun name for, like, a hacker group, but yeah. I personally think 13 runs better for the rap group name.
It does. And you're gonna, and then if you kept it, you're gonna get like weird, like, you know, responses because of the Z at the end. Sometimes the Z at the end get people.
Yeah, for sure. Because I know in the 90s they used to be real big. It used to be like a symbol of being cool and whatnot, but I know times have changed since then, so.
No kidding. And it wouldn't be like, it wouldn't show that you're serious about music. It would show that you guys were just doing it for fun.
Right.
Like 13, that means that you guys are serious. And, you know, it's a brilliant math term too. Like, you know, just so everybody knows, 13 is basically an odd number and it is a prime number. So it can't be multiplied. It's kind of weird, but 13 is a standalone number. Like, it's standalone. It means nothing horrible could happen to it. Nothing can change it. It always stays the same.
You can't change it to clone it. That's the whole point.
Absolutely, you can't change it. And it'll always stay the same. That's what I love about it. It will always stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's brilliant. I love it.
I appreciate it. I think I can't remember exactly who came up with the idea, but I will make sure to relay that message for you.
Well, I'm guessing it's probably Drake, so like he's the leader, so we'll just go with him for now.
All right.
I'll just stick with him for now, because it says he's the leader, so I'll just stick with him for now.
Yeah.
I'll just stick it with that. Now, what about you? What's coming for you? Because you mentioned before that you are currently working on another album. What is up with that?
So, like I said, first one came out a while ago. There were a lot of issues that came up with it. Legal issues, name issues, all sorts of stuff. So, I had to pull it. So, now I'm kind of getting a second chance, I guess you could say, to try and start again. So this album, it's probably going to follow a similar style of me kind of telling my life, but, it's a lot different now. I'm not in high school anymore. I'm 2 years into college, and I'm a lot different than what I was when my first one came out. So I don't know if it'll be like sad, but I know for sure it's going to be as raw as I can get when it comes to the things that I've been dealing with for, you know, the 2 years now that I've been gone.
Oh. And this is going to be monumental because 2020, March 2020, you released your album at the peak of the pandemic, which is crazy because now you're going to be releasing it, you know, in 2 years. Like, you get to see the progress because, you know, 2 years, you were 17 years old, you were a senior, and now you're 19 years old, and we see a giant growth from you. Like that's huge.
Yeah, that you're right. It came out right as the pandemic was hitting, so it was a weird experience.
No, it was weird for everybody. It was a weird time for everybody because school started to close down. Everything just started to become virtual. Everybody was scared and nervous about what the pandemic was going to be.
Right.
It was a crazy time for everybody, so to know that you released your debut album in the time that we were at home and we were all just, you know, figuring out what's up, what's next with life, I mean, like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I like to hope that this one will sound a lot better. I used, what did I use? I used Audacity, I think, to, mix, master, record the entirety of that first album, so it sounded god-awful.
And general, well, from what I heard, you're right, it's a little bit average. Now, I can definitely see that this album, is this like a follow-up album, like as a series, or is this something like definitely new?
So this is new. This is probably going to lead into a series, actually. This is going to be the first of a three-parter, hopefully.
Oh, really?
Yes. The idea will be hopefully to kind of get the perspectives of me throughout the years and how life changes around me.
And you definitely had a lot of changes.
Yeah, God.
And I'm guessing, though, that you'll be talking about all the changes that's happened, you know, after you graduated from high school, right?
Right. So, yeah, like I said, I've been in college for 2 years now, so the version of me that was on the first album is a lot different from the version of me that you're talking to right now.
Oh, that's good to know. That's very good. But it's crazy, though. Now we're going to see the difference. I mean, how much do you think you changed from, you know, high school to now a college student? How much do you think you changed?
Oh, my gosh. So much. I like to believe that my voice has deepened a little, hopefully. But outside of that, sound-wise, personality-wise, everything, I feel like I've all improved. When I was recording in high school, I was still in that phase where you kind of, as an artist, are mimicking other artists that you look up to.
So you were kind of one of those people.
Yeah, I hate to admit it. I was a big like trying to ride the coattails of like Eminem and Logic and NF and those guys.
So a wannabe kind of deal?
Man, you know, I don't like to call it that, but yeah, you could almost say that.
Oh, come on, you know I'm right.
Oh, I agree. You are, but I like to believe I've carved out my own little spot and I'm starting to find my own sound now.
Oh, so you kind of getting your career figured out, huh?
Somewhat. I'm still a rookie, but I've got a little bit of a veteran in me.
Well, you're getting a good start. You're 19 years old. You're getting a good start going. So, I don't know. I'm excited to see. And another thing, though, Texas. Like, firstly, where are you in Texas, actually?
So, in the East Texas region. So, anywhere near, I guess the closest city that most people would know of would be the Dallas or the Houston area. So I'm a few hours away from there. I'm in a small town nearby, but yeah, there's at least in my town, there's not a whole lot of us who are trying to do this.
You can have a plus one. This was a plus one.
I mean, yeah, I think so.
You didn't get the memo. It's me.
Oh, my bad.
See, guys? See how this? He couldn't even figure it out. Okay, yes, I do live in Texas. I live in Houston, actually.
Oh, okay, cool.
So from Dallas, that's about 2-3 hours, so I'm not that far from you.
Yeah. I've got family who lives down in Houston, so...
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I go and see them every now and then.
That's cool. Maybe I'll bump into you at Walmart.
Walmart or HEB, whichever.
Yeah. Let me Sam's Club.
There you go.
And when I saw your name, I thought you were the same Logan from I don't think you watched Nickelodeon, you watched it?
Yes, I did.
Like Zoe 101 Logan.
Oh.
I thought you were gonna be that kind of Logan for a sec.
God. I like to think I'm not.
Oh, I know. You're even softer than Logan, like.
Oh, damn.
Both of the show, he was crazy. Oh, damn. But anyway, this is very exciting. And, you know, congrats being a college man. Where are you at in college? Where are you at?
Do you mean, like, what college or just, like, how I'm doing or?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. So currently I'm at the University of Texas at Tyler. And I'm a engineering student. So you can imagine I don't get a whole lot of time to work on my music.
Obviously you're engineering. Prof, congrats. Congrats to you. Look at you go. I'm doing a similar thing. Where am I? I'm doing something very similar.
Oh, okay.
That's really impressive, and I've passed by UT many times. Maybe I'll bump into you in campus, maybe.
Oh, well, maybe. You never know.
Oh, yeah, because I went to UT, actually, years ago. I went there with my buddies for a trip.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, so, wow, it's crazy. What a weird coincidence.
You never know. You meet people you never thought you would meet on the internet.
No kidding. Damn, you're definitely right about that one. It's crazy. But aside from, you know, college life, it must be crazy to have to balance, you know, music and, you know, college at the same time. I mean, it's easy, you know, there's a lot of college students who's doing music right now. I mean, is it easy? Is it hard? Like, how is it?
Oh, God, I don't know how some people do it. I'm going to assume the people who, like, flex that they're able to record most nights are, like, business majors, because I don't know how they do it. I don't get a whole lot of time to, you know, practice or work on anything. I think I'm going into my sophomore spring semester. So I think in the entire time that I've been on campus, I've made maybe 4 to 5 songs.
Oh. I mean, that's pretty typical. I mean, I only know a few people that can actually do it. It's hard. I mean, not gonna lie, it is hard.
Yeah, because I obviously don't want to put my college at risk because, you know, I'd like to have that as a stable thing while I'm working on music, but.
I mean, do you get, like, any breaks or do you do classes all day?
It kind of depends. Some days, it just depends on how the schedule's laid out. Like, last semester I had classes, like, Tuesday, Thursday, and then Friday. So I had days in the week where I could, you know, break and whatnot. But I was living in a two-person dorm where I didn't get my own space or anything, so there was no possible way for me to record there.
Oh. So there was another dorm I was looking at, like it's not like a unit, like it's actually like an open space. Like, do you guys live in the same room, and do you guys have separate room within a unit?
No, we were in the same room. So it was, I want to say, like, wall to wall, it was probably like 12 to 15 feet. And we split it right down the middle. So I was sleeping like 6 feet away from another guy.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, right. It wasn't fun.
Oh, damn. Wow. I mean, geez, the only way you could possibly that the other guy happened to be a musician like yourself, I mean, that'd be the only way you guys could even do it if he did music.
Yeah. But it's all right. He's a cool guy. Don't get me wrong. Love the dude. But yeah, we both moved out. We both were not happy where we were. So I ended up in an apartment where I'll have my own space and everything, so I can finally start getting back on my recording again.
Oh, what's the status on the apartment? That must be exciting.
It's a 4-person or 4-room, 4-bathroom place. So I'm
4 rooms? Why would you live in a 4-room when you're by yourself?
I'm not by myself. I'm with 3 other guys now. So we all get our own bedroom and everything, but we all get our own bedroom and bathroom, but we have to share like kitchen and whatnot, which I'm fine with.
How would that be better than rooming with the one person?
Because I don't have to share a room with anybody. I can just have my own space in my own room. The only thing I have to share would be a kitchen.
Oh, nice. That's really good. And these guys you're living with, like, you know each other, or is this like a surprise?
So I know 2 of them. One of them we met last semester and we're really good friends. The other I met a long time ago in middle school, and we just happened to run into each other.
Oh. That's pretty good. It's even better than living with the guy you barely knew.
Yeah, really.
That's really good. Well, congratulations on the apartment. I'm so excited. We do need more music from you.
I'm working on that.
Well, I'm ecstatic and over the moon excited. And speaking of excitement, I just want to thank you for your time being here. Thank you for sharing your life with us and your music. We are so excited. Everybody will get a chance to listen to your showcase right after. We are so excited. We're so stoked.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is awesome. This is actually my first, like, legit interview, so this is really cool.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. And look at your time alone. You must be in your new... You must be in your new apartment now, are you?
No, I'm actually at my parents' house.
Oh, wait, so you're in the process of moving.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, how'd you get privacy? How'd you steal that deal?
I shut my door and I put a note on the front that said, "Leave me alone for half an hour."
Dude, that is rude. You can't put that. You gotta be more polite.
No, they get it. They get it. They understand what I'm doing.
Yeah, but you need to be more polite. Hey, you're supposed to say at least please. I mean, come on, it's your parents. You gotta be more respectful.
I guess.
Duh. Come on now. Don't tell me. That's only one of your goals for this year. But do you have any for music? Or college, you got any goals, you know, ambitions that you want to strike for?
Yes, for sure. Music-wise, I would like to for sure drop an album, if not this year, at the very beginning of next year. And then I would also like, I would hope that I can gain more followers and listeners and whatnot. But college-wise, I want to keep going. I want to keep... keep getting through classes, try to get through this degree so I can start my life and whatnot.
Well, dude, I hope nothing but the best from you. Obviously, you're going to be everywhere because this show's everywhere. So your name will be up in spotlight.
I hope so.
Dude, it will be. You're going to be on Amazon Music and Audible. Like, that's
oh,
impressive.
Man. Holy cow. How did you manage that?
I have a thing to submit your show on Amazon Music.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. That's cool.
I know. Crazy. But yeah, it was a hard gig. The last place is Pandora, so hopefully I'll be able to go get that gig, and you'll be there too.
Oh. See, this is stuff I need to learn about. I would like to do a podcast eventually. So I'm trying to pick up all I can.
You should, definitely, definitely. And if you want, you can start off with co-hosting with me if you want, or you can just pop in and ask me.
Oh, I probably will. I probably have plenty of questions.
Awesome, dude. We can talk later, though, if you want to do that.
For sure, for sure.
Alright, I'll leave that as a note whenever we get done. Anyway, thanks again. Any last words you'd like to say to the audience, you know, before, you know, we have to end?
Let's see. I guess I just want to say, any listeners out there who show love to small independent artists, you guys are our lifeline and you keep us going. So thank you. And thank you to Musical.ly or Musical Ally. I'm not sure how to say it. I'm so sorry.
It's Musical.ly.
okay. for having me. This is really cool. And I appreciate the show. You also help independent artists so much with this.
Oh, of course. Anytime. For sure. And thank you so much for being here. I'm so, so excited. All that's coming and what's to come. And a major good luck to everything coming your way. Y'all make sure to check out Logan Walker down below in the links provided. Make sure to check out 13 and the whole group. Through Logan. I won't put links in there because it's not the whole group. Anyway, if you guys are interested in joining, make sure you hit up on Discord or on, I think Instagram is also 13, I believe. Gotta check again.
Yes, it is.
Hey. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Enjoy 2022. Have a good evening. Don't do anything stupid. I'll catch you guys on the next one. And hey, enjoy the new year. And make sure you set some new goals. I'll catch you guys next time.
Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it and check out the artist when you get a chance too. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.